This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas. And always great to do an episode coming off of a win like they did last night. Yes, in a minor league park. I mean, look, it was weird. Definitely felt like a bit of a, it was weird. Because it didn't feel like a spring training game because they were playing at night. But it didn't feel like a normal game because they were playing in a minor league ballpark. But you knew that's what you were probably going to get. So, of course, we're going to recap last night's game, get into my observations and takeaways from it. Talk about some of these minor league players. It's a good talking point right now. Three Phillies that were named minor league player of the month. We'll get into a few of those that could we can maybe see on the Phils at some point this year get called up. Andrew Painter news. Officially promoted to AAA Lehigh Valley. Get into that a little bit. Preview tonight's game against the Rays, game two in this series. And then a little bit of around Major League Baseball and this day in Phillies history. But we will start with a recap with the key moments from last night's win over Tampa Bay. Top of the second is where we're going to start, is where the Phils did their damage early on. Top of the second, of Kyle Schwarber tying his major league lead in the four home runs. Schwarber hits a solo bomb to left. I love those. Schwarber goes oppo. He doesn't go there a lot, but when he does, my goodness. Solo home run to left field, 1-0 Phils. And then Alec Bohm, he goes oppo as well for his first homer of the season. Finally gets a home run. 3-0 Phillies. Bottom of the fourth, the Rays would get on the board, striking against Zach Wheeler. Yandy Diaz hitting a 2-run home run to right center field. 3-2 Phillies. And then nothing really happened up until the top of the eighth inning, where Kyle Schwarber remains the best offensive player on this team this year to this point, singling to right center field, and Trey Turner would come around and score. 4-2 Phils. And then in the same inning, Nick Castellanos hitting a 3-run bomb to right center field, 7-2 Phils. At that point, we get more from Nick Castellanos in a second. Bottom of the eighth, the Rays would get a run back on a Chandler Simpson sack fly. Top of the ninth, the Nick Castellanos, like I mentioned, he singles to right field 8-3 as Bryce Harper would come around and score, or as he would score. And then bottom of the ninth, Matt Strom would allow a run in the inning, but ends up striking out Curtis Mead to end the game, and the Phillies beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8 to 4. So a good win. Good win overall for the most part. Kerkering and Matt Strom weren't their best. I mean, Kerkering continues to kind of, Kerkering needs to get into a rhythm, and he's not. But he and Strom both give up a run each. But outside of that, Zach Wheeler was great, and the offense was really good in this game. So first takeaway / observation from last night, offense having a big night. The biggest proponent to why they win this game. And, you know, you get 8 runs on 13 hits. You get big nights from Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos. Schwarber with the home run in the first inning, and then able to, you know, grab a tiny bit of insurance later in the game. And Nick Castellanos, I mean, talk about insurance. He ended up, making it a 5-run game and then giving the Phillies their 8th run as well. So Schwarber and Castellanos, Alec Boehm, I'm going to talk about in a second. Boehm with his home run. Those were 8 runs. Yeah, it all came from Schwarber, Castellanos, and Boehm. All of them driving in those runs with 3 of their home runs, you know, plus Schwarber and Castellanos driving in with their RBIs. So offense having a big night overall, and you got the biggest nights from Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos, as they both went Schwarber 3-for-4 and Nick Castellanos 3-for-5 respectively. So offense having a big night, biggest reason why you won this game. And then number 2 was definitely Zach Wheeler. And it seems like Wheeler seems to have gotten into a rhythm after an up and down first, 4 starts of the season. Had a couple of his first 2 starts of the year were good. And then the 3rd and 4th ones, you know, including that Atlanta game where Rojas and Edmundo Sosa, no one made a play on that. We don't trip at Rojas. But after that, I mean, the last 4 starts for Zach Wheeler have been really good. It seems like Zach Wheeler is getting back to being Zach Wheeler. And this is what we were looking for, especially after, you know, a couple of shaky starts there. But look, as good as Zach Wheeler has been in a Phillies uniform, I think he can be afforded a couple of bad starts. He has been the best pitcher in baseball since he has gotten to Philadelphia, but he's afforded a couple of bad starts. But it's good to see Wheeler get into a rhythm in his last 4 starts. So Zach Wheeler, very good start in this game. Goes 7, strikes out 9, only allowing 4 hits and the 2 runs on the Yandy Diaz homer. So Zach Wheeler seeming to get into a rhythm after a up and down first 4 starts of the season. Last one here. Talked about the offense already, but I was specifically want to talk about games are, to me, were big for Bryce Harper and Alec Boehm. Bryce Harper, so Harper didn't have a huge game, but Harper ends up going 2-for-5. He started the game 0-for-3, but ends up going 2-for-5. And now this is back-to-back multi-hit games for the first time this season. Had the home run against Arizona, had a couple of hits in that game. And now this game going 2-for-5. And I think that's big for Bryce. Big for Bryce. I didn't even realize it was back-to-back multi-hit games the first time this year. Because it's not like he's had a horrendous start to the year. You figured back-to-back games, he can string together, you know, a couple of 2-for-4, 2-for-5s. But no, this is the first time this season that he gets back-to-back multi-hit games. And that could potentially be big for Bryce. That could. I mean, we're looking at Bryce to, I mean, everyone's really got their eyes on Bryce Harper to get hot this year, to get hot at some point, because he hasn't had a Bryce Harper-esque start to the season. That is for sure. And then on the other side, Alec Boehm, It's obvious. Bone goes 2 for 4, has the home run. Now, yes, was that home run a home run in every other park? No, it literally was only a home run in Tampa Bay's park, I believe. Or no, maybe that was the Yandy Diaz home run. I apologize. I think it was maybe seven of the 30 parks. I think that was what it was. Either way, it doesn't matter. Alec Bohm, homering is clearly important. I mean, you get the monkey off your back. I mean, Bohm has not had a good start to the season. Yes, he has been better lately, but after not having a good start to the year, I mean, he's kind of slowly but surely been coming along, and that's maybe even an understatement. But for Bohm to homer it's an obvious, you know, monkey off his back, and that's going to be good for his mental going forward. I mean, they need Alec Bohm to get going. He's an important piece to this offense. He is. He drives in runs, and when he's at his best, he's one of the best hitters on the team. You know, had 40 plus doubles last year. To me, he is a valuable piece to this team when he is going right. So for Alec Bohm, hopefully that home run last night going 2 for 4 is a big step in the right direction for Alec. Okay, Phillies minor league players of the month. So we had Mick Abel. He gets the pitcher of the month for the minor league players. And then Otto Kemp and Arun Escobar. Otto Kemp has been the talk. I'm going to talk about him here in a second. And then Arun Escobar with the 360, 461, 627 slash line with almost an 1,100 OPS in April. Otto Kemp, a 330, 421, 711 slash 1132 OPS in the month of April as well. I mean, Otto Kemp has just been unbelievable. And then Mick Abel to this point, 7 starts. I didn't necessarily look at his April numbers, but in his last 3 starts, though, 18 innings, 12 hits, 16 strikeouts, 3 earned runs, only 1 run given up in each of his last 3 starts. So Mick Abel has been awesome to start the year. Also, I'll start with Mick Abel. Dave Dombrowski yesterday, I believe on the pregame show with Greg Murphy with Phillies on Deck, mentioned that he would not hesitate to bring up Mick Abel to the major league level if the Phillies needed a starting pitcher. Now, I would believe Taiwan Walker is probably the backup guy right now for the rotation because, I mean, he was so good to start the year. And then, and now they have Ranger in the rotation. But if someone were to go down, I think it would still be Taiwan Walker. But for Dombrowski, the point is for Dombrowski even say that about Mick Abel. I mean, Mick Abel has been not good the last year or two. Looking at it, it was mainly 2024. Mainly 2024. He was horrendous for Lehigh Valley last year. 6.46 ERA and 24 starts. He was horrendous. But so for Dombrowski even say that is huge. So that could McAble could either be a trade piece or he could actually be somebody that's going to help the Phillies rotation or bullpen. That's probably most likely bullpen at some point, maybe later down the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Line. And then Otto Kemp, Arun Escobar, looking at his ETA of when he would come up for the Phillies, it is like 2020, where was it? It was right there. He's the 13th ranked prospect in the Phillies system according to MLB.com. But Arun Escobar, his ETA, he's 20 years old, 2028. He's with single A, right? He's with Clearwater, so we wouldn't expect him to, you know, come up for the Phillies for a couple of years, depending on how he keeps going. But Otto Kemp is obviously the big talk here, because Otto Kemp has been so good, clearly, by having the month of April that he has had. I mean, he had that game the other day where I think he had like six RBIs. He was insane. Otto Kemp has been unbelievable. You know, to this point of the year, he has over an 1,100 OPS in 33 games, 10 home runs. I mean, he's been, again, unreal to start the year. And, I mean, he's somebody that the Phillies could call up this year. He can play. He's mainly the infield. So, I mean, the thing is, if Boehm gets going here, you're probably not going to see Otto Kemp up anytime soon, which is, look, I want Boehm to get going here. Want Boehm to get going, because, I think he's an important piece of the offense. And, again, I mentioned there with McAble, as far as being a trade piece, maybe Otto Kemp's a trade piece too. I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure, but Kemp is somebody to keep an eye on with the month of April that he had, and he's been so good this year. But I don't expect Otto Kemp to be up with the Phillies unless Alec Boehm just continues to be, you know, bad. But I do think Boehm is going to pick it up here, and hopefully that home run will help him pick it up. All right, Andrew Painter officially promoted to AAA Lehigh Valley. He goes from single A Clearwater to triple A Lehigh Valley, and he's scheduled to start tomorrow at home for the Iron Pigs. So that's big for Painter's way back here, or not way back, but for his, it seemed like he might have been able to make the team in 2023, I think. And, you know, maybe on his way back here to being with the Phils, you know, in a couple of months, potentially. So, Andrew Painter going from single A Clearwater to triple A Lehigh Valley, and will start on Thursday at home for the Iron Pigs. So, that's big, as we hope to see Painter sometime soon with the Fightins. Okay, preview for tonight's game. So, it is another 7:05 start at the Tampa Bay Rays. Phillies are looking for their fourth straight series win. And again, kind of getting a little bit unnoticed for, you know, the series that they've been winning. I know one of them was against Washington, but one was against Chicago, and who's been one of the better teams in the National League, and one was against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, again, Phils are playing well right now. Three straight series wins, and looking for their fourth straight. The starting pitching matchup will be Christopher Sanchez versus Shane Baz. Is it Baz or Baz? I cannot remember, but Baseball Reference is right in front of me, so I could always look there. The pronunciation is Baz. I was right. Shane Baz. Okay, so Christopher Sanchez, who's coming off a solid return start versus Washington, had went five innings, six strikeouts, allowed two earned runs. And then Shane Baz, 3.86 ERA in six starts to this point in the year. Not too shabby, but coming off a bad start against the Kansas City Royals, where he allowed seven earned runs. Okay, bets to take for tonight. Haven't done this in a while. This is all according to FanDuel. Number one, Bryson Stott to steal a base. Hasn't had a stolen base in like, I want to say like six games, somewhere around there. Plus 235 for Bryson Stott to record a stolen base. Take that bet. Am I going for back-to-back games for Alec Bohm to hit a home run? I'm not so sure about that, but I am going to take Alec Bohm to record a couple of hits tonight. Alec Bohm to record two plus hits at plus 270. And then, you know what? Brandon Marsh. It's time for Marsh to get a little hot coming off the break from the injury. So I'll take Brandon Marsh to hit a home run. How about instead of Bohm, take Brandon Marsh to hit a home run plus 600. You can win decent money with all these bets that they hit. I'm just saying. So Bryson Stott to steal a base plus 235. Alec Bohm to record two plus hits plus 270. And then Brandon Marsh to hit a home run at plus 600. Okay, around Major League Baseball, let us start with the NL East, shall we? And let us go to Washington, who had a doubleheader with the Cleveland Guardians, Washington being at home. Washington, with splitting these games, I think the first game was 10-9 Washington. It might have been flipped around, but Cleveland winning one of those games. So they split that. Washington with a 10-9 win in the one, and then Cleveland with a 9-1 win in the other. Down in Miami, the Marlins get a win 5-4 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then it will be the Braves and the Mets, if I can just find. So the Braves got a 2-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. And I want to say, did the Mets even play? Yeah, the Mets did play. Yeah, they lost to Arizona. So Mets lost to Arizona in Arizona, 5-1. And then the Red Sox with a 6-1 loss to the Rangers. That game was at Fenway. The Yankees, 12-3 over the Padres. That game was in the Bronx. Cubbies, they lost to the San Francisco Giants after the Giants exploded for like an 11-run, like 11th or something like that, in extras, somewhere like that. So Giants ended up winning that game 14-5 at Wrigley. The Minnesota Twins were at home and they got a victory over the Orioles 9-1. White Sox losing. I mean, the White Sox are incredible. White Sox plays last night, that's all I'll say. Bobby Witt walking it off 4-3 over the White Sox. The Brewers, they got a 4-3 win over the Astros. That game was in Milwaukee. Cardinals at home, 2-1 victory over the Pirates. Angels, 8-3 win over the Toronto Blue Jays in Anaheim or Los Angeles, whichever one it is. I forget which one they call it now. Athletics losing in Sacramento, 5-3 to the Mariners and the Tigers, and the Rockies game got postponed. Okay, this day in Phillies history. Some intriguing ones here, I think. For May 7th, for this day in Phillies history, happened on this day, 19th, and always thank you to broadandpattison.com for the info on these. Happened on this day, May 7th, 1922. Jesse Barnes of the Giants no-hits the Phillies, winning 6-0. Cy Williams was the only Philly to reach base when he walked in the fifth inning, only to be erased on a double play. It was the only no-hitter of that season in 1922. So the Phillies get no-hit in 1922 to the Giants, was the only no-hitter of that season. All the way fast forward almost 40 years to 1960, the Dodgers catcher Norm Sherry hits a home run in the 11th off of Philly Ruben Gomez, earning a 3-2 win for brother Larry Sherry. Almost 30 years later in 86, Phillies center fielder Gary Maddox retires at the age of 36. He had 8 gold gloves. Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente are the only outfielders who earned more. I guess they're the only outfielders that earned more to this point. I feel like I have to double check that. But that's Gary Maddox retiring at the age of 36 on this day in 1986. 2010. I mean, this is a Jamie Moyer stat if there ever is one. Jamie Moyer becoming the only, May 7th, 2010, Jamie Moyer becoming the oldest pitcher to throw a complete game shutout with a 7-0 two-hit win over Atlanta He was 47, 170 days old. So that is Jamie Moore becoming the oldest. I mean, that's a Jamie Moore stat if there ever is one. I mean, he pitched till he was like 50, or maybe that was like his last year. I forget. 2011, Ryan Howard hitting his 260th home run, moving him past Dell Ennis for number two on the Phillies' career home run list. And so that is what happened on this day, May 7th. But then one more, transactions. 1975, the Phillies traded Jim Essayen, Barry Bonnell, and $150,000 to Atlanta for Dick Allen and Johnny Oates. So Dick Allen coming back to Philadelphia. And I feel like Dick Allen played a couple more years for the Phils after that. But either way, those are your things that happened. Yeah, he played for two more years, the Phillies, 75 and 76, and then finished his career with Oakland, 54 games in 77. So that is what happened on this day in history, this day in Phillies history. Thank you to BroadandPatterson.com for the info. All right, that will do it for another episode. And by the way, I know I've been kind of all over the place in the days I've been doing these, but as far as work schedule goes, it's been a little weird, hoping to be back on Monday, and then we'll do Monday and Thursday of next week. But thank you to Dan Wilson for being so kind to switch days with me. He was going to have you for tomorrow's episode of Phillies Today, and I'm sure he'll recap, hopefully, another win for the Phils, and that will be the fourth straight series win for the Fightins. So hopefully Dan will be doing that. Okay, so that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned for Buzz Wilson tomorrow. I will talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.